Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Pick up a Frosty Key Tag at Wendy's for just $2 right now, and you can use it all year to get a free Junior Frosty with any purchase. Proceeds help support adoption, more love for children, more frostiness for you. Get your Frosty Key Tag today for just $2 at Wendy's. Offer valid until New Year's Eve of 2022. Every $2 tag sold will benefit Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. I've got mine. Now go get yours. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, he is Packer Hall of Fame kicker Chester Markle. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Chester, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. It's my privilege.
Okay, so we're just trying to wrap our arms around because I've got a safety in Leroy Butler. I got a running back in Gary Ellerson, and I never played the NFL, so I don't have any clue about kickers. I'm trying to wrap our arms around, you know, the struggles
of good golfers.
Yes, very good golfers. Yeah. Mason Crosby and what we've seen. I mean, it was the snapper, then it was the holder. What have you been able to take away from everything you've seen from Crosby to this point?
Oh, it's always easy to look at somebody else, hey?
Always.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Always.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I hear you got to have so many spins for so many rotations on a ball for snapping a ball. My God, this is getting to be a bit much. Line up and kick the damn thing, you know? And I know from experience, you know, I feel for Mason a lot because he, in my opinion, is the best kicker Packers ever had. And not only that, but he was hotter than a pistol earlier this year. He kicked two field goals against Cincinnati, then he missed three, still made a game-winning field goal, and I just can't help to believe that some of the things that are vivid to me is that sometimes I think Mason is trying to aim the ball because I don't care how good the person is, that stuff seems to get in people's heads.
Right, Chet. This is Gary Ellerson, by the way. And you and I talked up in the press box. And we saw, not press box, but in the alumni booth. And we saw him out there, like, super early kicking. And I don't know how many kicks they have doing warm-ups and this, that, and the other. But it feels like, as I'm watching him, this almost could be in his head now.
Well, that is very good possibility, and I still, maybe this is a different time. Well, not a different time. It is a different time. It's different football. But I don't see how can anybody keep their leg, or unless it's in the head, you know, like
right.
For somebody to go out like a quarterback and throw a football for an hour because he had a couple bad passes, bad games professionally, and I think people start, I think Mason maybe starts to aim, and I've noticed a very simple thing is that he's been pulling the ball to the left. And it's not the leg that does it, it's his plant foot. Because in golf, if you open up to the left, and you know, when I'm kicking the football, if my left foot is straight to the goalpost, that's right. Where the ball's going to go. If my left foot is a little bit to the left, naturally my whole body and my whole hip is going to turn that way. And the longer field goal it is, the more room for a mistake in that direction. So kicker can get away with making a mistake and still make the field goal if it's short enough. However, the longer the ball travels, obviously, the more room for a mistake. So that could be possibility. But, you know, that guy is, in my opinion, like I said before, the right. Best kicker Packers had. And in the last seven, eight, maybe more, maybe one less.
Yep.
Game-winning attempts over the last few years, he missed none until Cincinnati.
Yeah, just so, as, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Physically, he's there, and I'm just hoping that he's able to relax and do what he's doing again, because I've been hoping it's not what Vinatieri experienced there at the end of his career. So, because I still think Mason can make a huge difference for the Packers this year.
Chester Leroy Butler, I actually have your book, Live and Kicking, with Gary D'Amato and Lynn Dickey. And I want to ask you another question later, but I want to know what's the biggest buck that you've ever shot in your career. Because Brian Noble, I was with him when I think he shot a 12-pointer. I never seen one that big before. But how important is it for to have a relationship with your snapper and your holder? Do you guys hang out? Do y'all talk? Or y'all just, it's just business? Do you practice? Or everything is just one, two, three, and kick? Or it really doesn't matter who's holding, doesn't matter who's snapping?
Well, it does matter. You know, I believe big time, because that does matter. You know, the privilege kickers have right now, I've never experienced, because we had Larry McCarron snap or Ken Bowman. I had him for 15 minutes during the day, maybe 10 minutes, because they had to do their offense and they had special teams at the end. So we were pretty much alone. Ron Whidbey was the first holder that was a punter, because in 72, quarterbacks held all the time. So I think the relationship and the confidence that the snapper brings is off the charts important. And I don't know, but I would love to have relationship with my kicker and the holder that I could have him there all the time. Every practice, because I know that's got to make a difference. But I truly believe that, oh, God, I think Mason's going to be okay, but the thing is, he needs to get okay pretty quick, because these games here are off the charts important, and seedings make a huge difference. And so I'm just hoping that he can come through and get a few in a row and go on. So, you know, when I sat in Seattle, watched the Seattle game, and Mason missed the first one, and second one was a short, like a 27-yarder or whatever, and there was a sarcastic cheer from the crowd.
Right. I remember that.
I can relate that. I can relate to that. So I feel sad, but, you know, for the Green Bay Packers and Mason's well-being overall is get this fixed real fast, and I think it can be fixed by just going there, and in my opinion, and kicking and having fun. Maybe not kick so much like he does before before practice. And you know, I've been through a lot of game. I never noticed a kicker going out there that long before the game. You know, we, like I said, it's different than when I played, because we go out 5 minutes to 12. I mean, 5 minutes to 11 for home games to warm up, and we do that for 15 minutes, and then the rest of the team comes out, and that was a warm up for the whole game. And we didn't have nets on the side to kick over and over and over again. So, but you know, I'm truly a believer that something's got to be emotionally and mentally bugging any player who is struggling with confidence. Obviously, what was he? He missed two against Kansas City, 1-1, so he's 2-for-6, and then he was 3-for-6 in Cincinnati. So that's so un-Mason-like. I know he had a few hiccups several years ago, and I believe in him like I believe now. That, and you know, and since then he had a tremendous year, and he kicked first two field goal against Cincinnati. Then he missed those three, and my heart ached every time he missed.
So hasn't been the same since.
I want the fact. What's that?
He hasn't been the same since that Cincinnati game.
No, he has not. And I was hoping that 50-yard field goal he kicked the other day would get him over the hump, but I don't know. He just, I think the confidence factor has to affect.
So from that perspective, so if you were advising Crosby, right, if you were advising Mason, and Mason came to you and they play the Rams game this week, and then they have a bye week the following weekend, are you telling Mason, just get away from football, don't be kicking all these extra kicks for the next 2 weeks, getting ready for the Bears game? Do you just advise, like, just get away from the game and kind
tell
of
him how you want him
redo
to fake
your
a back
brain?
Injury.
Yeah, well, I suggested earlier.
Listen to this, Chester.
Maybe not for 2 weeks, because it's easy to pull the muscle after that.
Oh, yeah. All right, because you're not stretched out. Yeah. See? So maybe he pulls a muscle then between now and Sunday.
No. Chester.
Right.
Steve wanted to fake it. Steve wanted to fake a back injury.
Back spasm, something. That way you give him the Rams game off.
We don't do that in football.
You give him the bye week, that Sunday off, and you let him kind of redo his brain a little bit. Because I agree with you, Chester. I think it is a lot mental right now, and he just needs a reset.
Let me ask you this. Can you find a better kicker on the streets today for a Rams game?
That's the question.
No. I just need a kicker for a game. I don't care who it is. Doesn't really matter to me one way or the other. I mean, it's not about the rest of the year. I'm not cutting Mason Crosby. I just want to get him an extra week is all I'm looking for. You got a kicker on your practice squad for a week.
A 72-year-old alumni kicker.
Done. You're in. Sold.
Right? Okay.
Yes. Chester, our people will be in touch with your people to kick against the Rams. Get ready.
He is one of the few guys that scored a touchdown.
Don't worry about that Aaron Donald guy. We got him covered. He'll be fine. Chester, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
buddy. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, absolutely. Jack. Take care. There he is. Chester Marco, Packers Hall of Fame kicker, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Our guy Ken in South Carolina has been on hold forever. Right. I want to make sure we get to him listening on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. What's going on, Ken?
What's going on, guys?
Thanks for holding on.
No problem. Not too disappointed from yesterday. I think it's some things that we can work on. But I have two questions. A question for Gary and a question for Leroy. Gary, with the offense, I believe we haven't played a complete game, maybe the Arizona game, to where we were moving the ball and just moving down the field, not big play out at the whole time. I'm just waiting. What does it take for us to kind of play a complete game offensively? And for Leroy, do the DB have the option of to press or to play off? Because I felt that on that last play, that touchdown by Jefferson, if Stokes was in press, he probably had a better chance of breaking it up when they had blitz.
Great point.
All right. Thanks for the call. So Ken wants to know, do they have the option at corner to press or play off? Is that their call?
No.
Or is that told to them based on the play design?
It's a game plan. But Ken brings up a great point. Whenever they got their short splits, if a guy's on the ball, that guy should always be pressed. Even when Thielen caught his pass in the flat on Kevin King, go up and press. Now, the guy off the ball, you can play, that defensive back can be off. So you don't get picked. There's clarity to it. But if you're going to both play off, then it's like guessing, do I jump this guy or this guy? He was caught in a pickle, Stokes was. But my thing is, next time they play these guys, any guy on the ball, if it's 18 or if it's dealing, doesn't matter, you will see a guy up there to just disrupt his path. Don't never get receivers clean releases. They love that. Some guys love to play off. Some guys like to be bump and run. The reason why I want my corner up there, I want you to just disrupt his route running, because that clock is ticking for that quarterback.
And Charles Woodson was good at that. Al Harris was good at that.
Just alter his path. Just even if you jam him and make him go inside, he got to come all the way back outside. And by that chance, I'm helping my safety.
How much of that? But if I take a guy that's maybe not that big, I'll go old school Sam Shields.
Yeah.
And do you want him up there, even though he's not that big of a guy?
Yeah.
Fighting, trying to stop him?
Just alter his path. And that's what Jerry Rice did not like. That's why they put him in the backfield. You saw Jefferson in the backfield. He scored on Black. Anytime you get receivers free range to run around, they're going to always put up numbers. But if you get up and jam them and make it harder for them to run those routes, I'm telling you, it's totally difficult. The quarterback, he'll start to panic because he's thinking he's going to get a clean release. Get up there and alter. I mean, these guys love clean releases. That was a perfect for those two receivers to put up big numbers because they're getting these clean releases. That I'm like, God. But I know what they're thinking. We want to be back so we can see if Dalvin Cook breaks one. We have to catch him. So,
Gary, did you have a problem with how far they were playing off in certain situations in that game or no?
No, because I think the Green Bay Packers, what they've been doing all year long is playing off. That's been their thing. That's their D. That's their D under Joe Barry. Keep everything in front of you. Don't get beat deep. Now, this one, they happen to run what we call like some stack routes, where they're all on one side and they have different levels, and they're making a guy choose whether he wants to go up top or stay down underneath. And they kind of caught him in no man's land. That's why they were able to get some passes over the top. But I think for the most part, their defensive game plan is to keep everything in front of them. And they played that well.
If they do that with Cooper Kupp, he's going to set a career record.
Yeah, because he's going to come and make a tackle.
Right.
That's been their thing all year. Yeah.
But you rely on Stafford to make throws for you.
Well, no, what they do.
You
well,
have to catch him.
What they have been doing, because you're without one of your best pass rushers, is the four guys up front has been getting big pressure all year long.
Yep.
And you have Rashard Gary was missed in this game because Steve, even that, we already talked about it. As we're watching the game right now, we're watching replay. I'm up to five picks they should have had.
I know.
Game.
We talked about it last night in the Green Gold postgame show. He's Gary, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiverr. It is the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.